When you understand the things of God, then you begin to see a lot of profit. When you understand the word, what it means to you as a believer and to a church in general, you begin to benefit. When you don't know, you perish. Anything that dominates the thought of a man, you get it. So, meaning that you need to have the right thought about something. But when you seek his government first, his rule first, his interest first, we can know the interest of God from the written word. We can know what he's putting first. Worship the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit to be with you. We cannot do anything without him. We cannot do anything without him. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We give you glory and honor. Father, we are in your praises. Touch us with your praises. Heal and deliver. Bless and guide. Father, let your perfect will be done. We thank you for this moment. We give you glory and honor. Open our hearts to receive your word. Touch us by your word. We thank you, Lord. Be Lord in this service. Be Lord in the next service. And even the last one. Be the Lord. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Be Lord over this city. Save the lost. We thank you. We give you glory. And we give you honor. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. God bless you, choir. So we are blessed this morning. We have a visiting preacher who blessed us in the first service. And he's going to bless us in this very service. Receive what God has laid in his heart. He's an apostle by calling. From Strong House Ministry in Accra, Ghana. Let's put our hands together and welcome Apostle Fidel. God bless you.
Are you happy to be here this morning? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say with me, Holy Spirit.
Gamba moyo mtukufu.
I need you. I am nothing without you. I can do nothing without you. I need the Spirit of the Most High God. Father, I give you glory. I give you honor. I thank you for this privilege to share with you people. Grant us understanding in the name of Jesus. Fill every one of us afresh this morning. May none go back the same. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Could you please take your seat? I want us to go to the book of Luke, chapter number 1. And I want us to start reading from verse 34. It is a very amazing account we have
tuina wano ensikane nungi.
It's an account that a woman had with the angel of the Most High God.
Ensikane omuchala jayina nga sinkanye malaika.
A woman by name Mary.
Omuchala ayitibwa Mariam.
She was actually a young girl.
Yali muwala muto.
And God sent a strange message to her.
Katonda amusindikira obubaka obutali bwa bulijjo.
God said to her she was going to be the mother of her son.
Mukama yamugamba nti agenda kuba nnyina wa mutabani we.
Now in verse 34.
Mulinyo lwa satumunya.
Then said Mary unto the angel.
Maria nagamba malaika.
How shall this be?
Kinaba kitya?
Since I know no man.
Kubanga simanyi musajja yenna.
And the angel answered and said unto her,
Malaika namwanukula nti,
the Holy Ghost
Omoyo mtukufu
shall come upon thee.
Anakukako.
And the power of the highest
namanya goyo ali waggulu ennyo
shall overshadow thee.
Ganakubutikira.
Therefore also,
no Rachel era,
that holy thing which shall be born of thee
ekitukufu ekyo kinazaalibwa gwe
shall be called the Son of God.
Kinayitibwa omwana wa Katonda.
And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren.
For
with God,
not
been possible. Now there are key things I want you to take note of from this chapter I just read. Number one, the angel says something that has never happened before. We never saw it happen before. It never took place before. The angel said to a virgin, call Mary, that she was going to conceive. It has never happened before. And that is why I believe that that which has never happened in your lineage before will take place. Maybe nobody has traveled abroad before. Maybe nobody has been able to marry very well. Nobody has been able to be rich in your family before. But maybe God wants to start with you. And that is why he's telling us about the power of the Most High. That's why he's telling us about the Holy Spirit. The angel said to Mary, though you are a virgin, you are going to conceive. You shall carry a baby. Now Mary said, how can this be,
Maria nabuza kinaba kitya,
since I know no man?
Kubanga atenze simanyi musajja.
That has always been the problem.
Echo bulijjo kyekibaddenga ekizibu.
In the days that we're in.
Munnaku zino ze tulimu.
You may have your degree.
Oyinza okuba olina diguri yo.
But if you don't know, but if you know no one in the position of authority,
niwe oba tolina gw'omanyiiyo mbakulu eyo,
you may not be able to get a good job.
Oyinza obutasobola kufuna mulimu mulungi.
You know you are qualified.
Ng'omanyi osaanira.
But because you don't know anybody in government,
niwe okuba tolina gw'omanyiiyo mu government,
it looks as if things are not the way they are supposed to be.
N'olabanga ebintu birabikanga ebitasobola kuba.
How can this be?
Kino kiyinza kitya?
Since I know no man.
Kati nga simanyira musajja yenna.
You know you can do that contract.
Kati umanyi tosobola kufuna
contract. But you need to know somebody there.
Ng'obabanga olina gw'otuukiridde.
I want to introduce someone to you.
Kati njagala kwanjulira omuntu.
Who knows everybody.
Oyo amanyi buli omu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now in verse 35.
Mu 35 olunyiriri.
The angel said to Mary,
Malaika n'agamba Mariam,
the Holy Ghost,
Omoyo omutukuvu,
shall come
anakukako
upon thee.
Anakukako.
And the power of the highest shall overshadow this. In other words, once this takes place, that which has never happened before will suddenly take place. Somebody say with me, I need you, Holy Spirit. Can you say with me, I need you, Holy Spirit? He said the power of the highest shall overshadow
this.
Now look at what happened. The angel went further and gave Mary a testimony. The angel said in verse 36, behold, thy cousin
Elizabeth,
she had also conceived a son in her old age.
Olw'omwana w'obulenzi emyaka gye egy'obukadde.
This is the sixth month with her.
Kati alina emyezi oba lubuto lwa
myezi mukaaga. Barren. In other words, the women in the vicinity where Elizabeth was living, maybe when they are discussing and they want to make reference to Elizabeth, they don't call her Elizabeth. They say that barren woman. They would just say that barren woman. The angels say they call her barren. It's not only women that could be barren in childbearing. There are men who are barren. There are men who are barren. A man could be barren in his business. You lay hands on a business and it's not prospering. I want to let you know the power that drives away barrenness is coming on you. That power that can make the impossible possible will come upon you. The angel ended up by saying something amazing. In verse 37, the angel said, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible." Now, with God simply means you plus God.
Kati eri Katonda kitegeza nti gwe wamu ne Katonda.
Stand up, my brother.
Yimirira ku bigere ebyo.
I am with him now.
Kati ndi naye.
He said with God.
Kati egamba nti ne Katonda.
With God.
Ne Katonda.
With God.
Ne Katonda.
Nothing shall be impossible.
Teri kitajja kuyinzika.
How many of you are with God?
Bamekango oli ne Katonda.
But take note. For nothing to be impossible, he has already told us what needs to be in place. Don't forget, he has already mentioned what needs to be in place. What has to be in place? That is the Holy Ghost. Because you may be with God as you have always been with him. But if things are not going the way they are supposed to go, then you know that something is missing. And that is the presence of the Holy Spirit. He's going to come upon you today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. I told us something here in the book of John chapter number 1. John chapter number 1. From verse number 46. 45 and 46. The Bible said.
Bible
in the book of John chapter number
1.
That Philip beckoned on Nathanael. And he said to Nathanael in verse 45, the Bible said, Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophet did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. But Nathanael asks a very honest question in verse 46. Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? And Philip said to him, come and see. Maybe as you are looking at me now, the enemy is asking you, can anything good come out of your mother's children? Can't you see they have not been stable maritally? Can't you see every one of them is struggling? Can't you see how things are not working? Or he's even asking you, can anything good come out of you? You didn't go to school. Nothing good can come out of you. You don't know anybody in the position of authority. Maybe that is the question the enemy is asking you. Can anything good come out of you? You like this, can anything good come out of you? But I want to let you know, there is this power that when it comes upon you, no limitation whatsoever. Whatever limitation that the enemy has placed on you, that limitation shall be lifted. Now, look at Philip was very, Nathaniel was very honest. Probably over the years he has observed that in Nazareth, all the young people in that place were all wayward. All of them were smoking. And you are telling me that somebody in Nazareth what sin for me to come and see the person?
No.
Can anything good come out of Nazareth? So you know there are areas that you know they are predominantly, people who are there are predominantly bad people. I don't know whether you have such communities where you just know that in that area the people there are all witches. In that area the people there, all the young people there, they all smoke weed and smoke and move around like that. Nathaniel said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Is that the question the enemy is asking you? Can anything good come out of you? The only person who has an answer to that question, the only person who will answer that question is you. Something good can come out of me. Say with me, something good can come out of me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, look at, let's see whether anything good ever came out of this man. They asked Nathaniel to come and see. In the book of Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, the Bible said how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Look at me. In the Bible, we have about three Jesus. I don't know whether you have heard that before. There was a man called Bar Jesus. In the book of Acts. Have you heard that? There are about three Jesus in the Bible you are holding. So, for emphasis, Peter said, how God anointed Jesus. That would have been okay. But he mentioned the Jesus he's talking about is that one that came from the place where they say nothing good could come out of. Can you get what I'm saying? It's like somebody asking, which Jesus are you talking about? The one from Nazareth where they say nothing good can come out of. This Jesus.
Yes or no?
But at the mention of his name, demons run out.
Demons iduka.
The powers of darkness, it gets the powers of darkness mesmerized. At the mention of his name, this is that same Jesus that Nathaniel wanted to know. Is it what sin? Is it possible that anything good can come out of Nazareth? How God anointed Jesus Christ of
Nazareth
with the Holy Ghost. That was what made a difference. With the Holy Ghost. You remember when John baptized
him?
The Bible said the heavens open. It's my prayer that the heavens over you will open this morning.
It said
the heavens open. And the Spirit of God descended on
Jesus. Amen.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth, with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good.
Yes, so Nazareth, yagenda nga akola bulungi.
Maybe you want to do good, but you don't have what it takes to do good. People that if they have, they can be able to be of a blessing to other people. For Jesus to go about doing good, that means he was a carrier of good things.
Kati Yesu kubanga agenda akole birungi kitegeza yali aine ebintu ebirungi byetise.
Can you agree with me?
Osolo kukanya nange?
Look at your Bible.
Tunulira Bible yo.
How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Ngakatuna bayiwa mafuta ku Yesu Kristo Nazareth.
With the Holy Ghost.
No moyo mtukufu.
And with power.
Era na amanyi.
Who went about doing good?
Oye yagenda ngakola bulungi.
Don't forget they say, can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Tewera bilanti bali bomogera ko ntwalwa kanunja kasolo kuve Nazareth.
Jesus went about doing good. That
Nate Yesu yomono yagenda ngakola bulungi.
Carrier of good things.
Ekitegeza nti yalinga yeti sebintu ebirungi.
If you say somebody went about giving money, that means the person must have first had the money, isn't it?
Watugwa kuganga kubanga ogama nti omuntu yagenda agaba sente kitegeza abayi na sente sike kyo.
Remember the question of Nathaniel.
Tusobola kujukira ekibuzo kya Nathanieli.
Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Teri akalungi konna kasolo kuva Nazareth.
That means nobody there can ever do anything good.
Ekitegeza nti teri muntu yena yenna aliye yasobola kukola
kalungi. But we are told that this Jesus went about doing good.
Naye tetugambibwa nti Yesu ono ye yagenda ng'akola birungi.
That is why I believe whether the enemy is asking you.
Kyekiri watching nzikiriza nti omulabe ne bwaba akubuuza.
Any good thing come out of you.
Teri akalungi akasobola okuvaamu.
God is going to turn things around.
Katonda agenda bikyusa.
You will go about doing good.
Ojja genda ng'okola birungi.
I say you will go about doing good to people.
Ojja genda ng'okola birungi abantu.
You will do good things.
Ojja kola ebintu ebirungi.
Good things will come out of you.
Ebirungi
binaakuvaamu. Your life will be a blessing to
others. Obulamu bujja kubeera omukisa eri abalala.
Your life will be a blessing to others.
Obulamu bujja kubeera omukisa eri abalala.
Your life will be a blessing to others.
Obulamu bujja kubeera omukisa eri abalala.
In the name of Jesus.
Mu linnya lya Yesu.
The Bible says God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and with power.
Bible egamba nti Katonda yamuteeka kamafuta agomo yamutukubeera n'amaanyi.
In the book of Acts chapter 1.
Mu byokalaba batume esula esooka.
The Bible says.
Bible egamba.
Jesus was about to be taken. He was about to ascend to heaven.
Yesu yali anatera okwambuka mu ggulu.
And he said to the disciples.
Era n'agamba abayigirizwa.
He said, go and wait for the promise of the Father.
N'abagamba mugende mulinze ekisuubizo kya kitaffe.
He said, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons.
N'abagamba mwe temugwanidde kumanya biseera era n'ebiro.
Which the Father has put in his power.
Ebyo mukama ekyo kitaffe nga yabyesigaliza.
For ye shall receive power.
Naye mulifuna amaanyi.
That after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses. Maybe you want to minister to your friends, to preach to other people, but you lack the courage, you lack the power. When the Holy Ghost comes on you, you will receive the ability to witness to your friends. Maybe as you are looking at me now, no family member of yours knows that you are a Christian. Because your life is still the same. The things you used to do before, you are still doing them. The bad things you were doing before, you can't just stop them. The Holy Ghost will give you power to stop those things. Your friends will look at you and they say, this one is a child of God. Maybe as you are looking at me now, there's no difference between you and your friends who don't come to church. Some of them drink. And when they are with you, they still buy for you drink. Some of them smoke. You also smoke. Some of them follow women. Like yesterday, you were in some certain areas that you were not supposed to be. Maybe probably you don't like it. But you can't just help it. The Holy Ghost is coming. Help me tell somebody the Holy Ghost is coming. Tell somebody the Holy Ghost is coming. Can you rise up and tell five people the Holy Ghost is coming? Rise up and tell five people the Holy Ghost is coming. Move around, tell five people the Holy Ghost is coming. The Spirit of God is coming to empower you. The Holy Ghost is coming to empower you. The Holy Ghost is coming upon you. The Spirit of God is coming upon you. Your life will never remain the same. You will never remain the same again. Your life is about to change. 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 If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Shout power. Shout power. Take your seat, please. In the book of John chapter 1. John chapter number 1. Yokane sule soka. The Bible says something strange.
Bible inacho yogera nchitali cha bulijo.
The Bible declares in the book of John chapter 1 and verse 12.
Bible yayogera mu Yokane sule ya 12.
But as many as received him.
Tibona bona bamsembeza.
To them gave he power.
Yabawo buyinza.
To become
okufuka.
The sons of God.
Abana ba Katonda.
So sons of God are known by the power of God upon their lives.
Abana ba Katonda baba nyiwa manyi ga Katonda ga baberako.
You are not just a child of God because you were born in church.
Toli mwana wa Katonda lokwa anti wazali wa mukanisa.
You are not just a child of God because your father was a pope or a bishop.
Toli mwana wa Katonda lokuba tatawo pope oba bishop.
God does not have grandchildren.
Katonda taina bana bazukuru.
You need to know him personally.
Weta go kumwema nyira gwa kenyini.
You need to experience him personally.
Weta go kumusinkana gwa kenyini.
You need to know God for yourself.
Weta go kwema nyira Katonda gwa kenyini.
So the Bible says.
Kati Bible yegamba.
As many that receive him.
Tibona bona bamusembeza.
As many that believe in him.
Bona bona bamukiriza.
Then he gave power.
Abo yabawa amanyo bo buyinza. Okufuka.
It takes power to become a son of God.
Chitwalira amanyi gwa kufuka mwana wa Katonda.
I spoke here this morning and I said,
Kati kumacha nayogedde,
when you say a man is powerful,
mti bwolango mwana omuntu wa manyi,
it's not the size of the man.
Techitegeza nti muba munene ba mutono.
It is the spirit that the man possesses, the spirit living in a man.
Naye ye moyo oli ali munda wo muntu.
That spirit inside of the man is what determines how strong the man may be.
Omoyo yali muntu yasalawo omuntu oyo yanaba wa manyi shenkani dewa.
Something that something was a normal human being.
Kati kusinze ku Samson yali muntu.
What distinguished him from other people was the spirit that used to come on him.
Echamwa wala kubantu abalala yo moyo mukanga ku.
When the spirit comes on Samson.
Omoyo we yakanga ku Samson.
You see him carry gate or cities on his
shoulders. Nomulaba nga sula wankachi za ebibuga.
You see him destroy the enemy.
Nomulaba nga sikirizo abalabe.
Because of the spirit of God.
Omoyo wa Katonda munda muye.
So when the spirit of God is not in you.
Katomoyo wa Katonda watakuba mugwe.
It's not upon you.
Kati ngatakuli ikwera.
No matter the number of years you have been in church.
Kati nibo mala embya kemeka mu kanisa.
You are still at the mercy of the devil.
Oba stani oba asobola kusamba sanganga bwayagala.
A young man in the church where I pastored.
Omuvubuka eyo mu kanisa jempereza.
Somebody took him to a native doctor.
Waliwo eyamutwala mbasamize.
And they said the native doctor is the most renowned native doctor in the community.
Namugamba nti oyo msamize oyo yawamanyi asingo kuba namanyi mu chaleyo
mutundwe. And the person made a video.
Kati nebakola neka video.
Can you see the shrine? I brought you here. They're going to kill you now.
Olaba edine sabuli no kati kulesa bagenda kuta.
And the young man was shaking.
Omufuko ono nakankana.
In fact, he told me that he had a dream where a dog bit him.
Nangamba nti yalo tange mbwe mulumye.
And that affected his heart.
Kati chino chitamanya omutima gwe.
So when he told me.
Kati bwe yangamba.
I said to him, give me the number of the native doctor.
Nemugamba mpana mbe eyomusawo yomsamize.
And I called the native doctor.
Nemukubira yomsamize.
I said to the native doctor.
Nemugamba.
I am the pastor of the young man they brought him for you to kill.
Nze yenze musumba gwo yomvubuka go bakulekedde mbote.
Now listen to what I'm going to do to you.
Kati uliriza byengendo okugamba okukola.
In 3 days.
Munna kusatu.
Your shrine will catch fire.
Esabulo ligenda kwata omuliro.
Things are going to go upside down with you.
Ebi going to bigera kwevunika.
He said to me, I should give him 3 hours.
Nangamba mbumwe sawa satu.
I don't know whether he was going to consult things.
Simanyo bali aina byagenda okwebuza.
After 3 hours he called me back.
Oluvanyola sawa satu nankubira.
And he said to me, the way you spoke, it means the guy will not pay the money.
Nangamba tegeri wayugede mochira biko musajjo ntagenda kusasula sentences.
So he consulted with his powers and the powers must have told him.
Kati ne yebuza kumanyi gendo zaganyizo kwa gamugamba.
The person who called you is dangerous.
Nti omuntu yakubide simu wakabi.
After this meeting you are going to be dangerous.
Oluzumanyi balira kusikala
ku. Witches are not going to harass you again.
Kati twali chigenda kudamu kusawana.
The enemy will run away from you.
Aba balebe tibagenda kudamu kanga.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Oli ya Yesu.
The Bible says as many that receive him.
Kati Bible gama nti bonabana bamusembeza.
Then gave he power.
Yabawa amanyi obuyinza.
To become.
Okufuka.
The sons of God.
Abana ba Katonda.
So me I need the power.
Gamba neta gamanyi.
So me I need the power.
Gamba neta gamanyi.
So me I need the power.
Gamba neta gamanyi.
Listen, you cannot serve God well without the enablement of the Holy Spirit.
Uliza tusobola kuweza Katonda bulungi ngatoyi na busobozi ba moyo mtukuvu.
There are people that step into this year.
Waliwo abantu abayingira mwaka guno.
With a resolution that they will not do certain things.
Ngabasaza wanti waliwe mitumi betaje batajja kola.
they promise God, God, this year I'm going to live for you. I'm going to serve you.
Nebasubiza katana ati mwaka guno makama ngenda kubera okululuo ngenda kuwereza.
But as I'm speaking now.
Newe njogerera kati.
They have gone back doing the things they promised they were not going to do before.
Bada yo dabakola byabagamba tebajja kola.
Because they lack the ability and the power to live for God.
Olwakuba nti tebalina busobozi na manyi okubera okululwa Katonda.
Did you hear what I just read here? Owulide
byensomye.
As soon as a man says he believes in Jesus,
omusajja mwe yagamba nti akiriza mu Yesu.
As soon as a man receives Jesus,
omuntu yenda kukasta akiriza Yesu ngali mu Yesu.
The first thing God does is to give you power.
Ekirira Katonda kyakola kokuwa amaanyi obo buyinza.
Because it takes power to be a child of God.
Kubanga kitwalira amaanyi gwe okubeera omwana wa Katonda.
And that was what happened here in the book of Acts chapter 19.
Era kino kye kyabaawo mu bikolwa by'abatume sura ya 19.
The Bible said Paul met with some people who said they were Christians.
Bible egamba Paulo yasinga na abantu abale ba Christian.
He looked at them very well.
Yabatunulira bulungi nabetegereza.
And he asked them a question.
Nababuza ekibuzo.
Have you received the Holy Ghost?
Mwemwafuna moyo mtukufu.
If you don't have the Holy Ghost, how can you say you are a Christian?
Bwemata mwina moyo mtukufu mwiza mtukugamba nti muli ba Christian.
I personally don't believe anyone is truly a Christian who does not have the Holy Spirit.
Nze sikiriza nti omuntu yena tayina moyo mtukufu nti mu Christian.
That is what I personally believe.
Echo nze sikiriza nganzi.
Oh yes.
Wow.
I can't really do a business with you when I know that you are not Holy Ghost filled.
Sisi wanakula business nawe mbanga mainte wajula moyo mtukufu.
Because a carnal man is a dangerous person.
Kubanga mtu atambulira mubiri mtu wakabinyo wakabenje nyo.
We have a lot of people who say they believe in God but they don't fear God.
Toina bantu banji ngabaga mabakiza mukatuna nenga tebamutia.
Many believe in God but they don't fear God.
Bantu banji bamukiriza mune tebamutia.
That reverential fear is the whole, only the Holy Ghost can bring it into the heart of a man.
Katokutia kuno okukuletira ngo omusinza ngo mutia kwa kujizo kujizo mwe mtukufu.
When nobody is watching you but you can say no I can't do this.
Ngo munga twali akulaba no gamba ansi sobola kula chino.
You have the opportunity to steal the money.
Oyino mwaganyo kusobola okuba sente nayo mwe mtukufu takukiza chikolecho wato chikola.
It's only the Holy Spirit can bring that fear into the heart of a man.
Omoyo mtukufu yekaya sobola kuleta nti seyo mutima gwo muntu.
Christian who is not filled with the Holy Ghost with evidence in speaking in other tongues is dangerous.
Omukristayo atajula moyo mtukufu ngatayogera munimi mubinyo.
Because without the Holy Ghost in you.
Kubanga batali moyo mtukufu munamugwe.
Nothing to restrain you from things that are ungodly.
Tewali chinza kukugira kola bintu bitali bya kwakatonda.
You think God is joking when he say anyone who does not have the Holy Ghost, he doesn't know that person.
Gwolowoza katonda yali azanyanga gaba mtu ina tayina moyo mtukufu abata mumbanyi.
Ah. We read that scripture here, right?
Echo andiko echo twachisomye.
Okay, we're going to read it again.
Era tugenda chisoma.
We read it from the native language. Check this, the native translation, right? Or this English.
Tugenda kusoma mbalumi.
What language is this?
Aine Bible yo Luganda.
Pardon? Okay, read it.
Soma Runyankole.
Go to the book of Romans chapter 8.
Abalumi esule yo 8.
This is what the Almighty God said.
Ono muyinza we bintu byonna bwati bwayogera.
Look at Romans chapter 8.
Abalumi sura ya 8.
Read from verse number 9.
Okuva kulinyirirwa.
I'm reading from
Mwenda.
The Runyankore Bible.
Asoma mu Runyankore.
Abaroma sura ya 8 no mushorongo wa 9.
Romans 8:9.
Kwonki mwetu muri bumbuyo obumbiri kureka umoyo.
Naye te muri mubiri naye muri mu moyo.
Umoyo wa ruhanga.
Omoyo wa mukama
kwarabira turo muri mu buzima
bwana banga atali mumwe
bwana banga ari mumwe mumanye ngo muntu wena utaine moyo wa Kristo tumuntu wena kachi
omuntu yena ataina moyo wa mukama abasi we tamanyi.
That is what the word of God says.
Ekigambo kya Katonda bwe kitobwe kyogera.
Take your seat, my brother. Anyone who does not have the spirit of Christ is none of God say he doesn't know the person.
Omuntu yena ataina moyo wa Katonda Katonda gamba tamumanyi siwe.
We can't afford to say it in any other way. God say he doesn't know the person.
Katetiso akuchogera mungeri ndala ne Katonda gamba muntu oyo abata mumanyi.
There's no room for neutrality. You are either for God or you are for the devil.
Katetiso bala kubera ngo oliwa Katonda boli wa Satani tolibera we mnaga
nako wakati. No, can you agree with me?
Ukiriza na ango
bakizganya na ange. Oliwa
Katonda.
The devil.
Oba oliwa Satani.
No room for neutrality.
Teri kubera wakati kati yao.
So as a person, I'm not saying it's a doctrine, but as a person, I cannot truly trust you if you don't have the Holy Spirit.
Kati nze ngo mtu sobala kwesigira dala obanga toina moyo mtukufu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God said Anyone without the Spirit of Christ is none of these.
Omuntu yenna talina mwoyo wa Katonda baba Kristo simumanyi.
No wonder Paul could see these people and the first question he asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?
Tekyawensa nti Paulo bwe yasinka n'abantu bano kisoka kye yababuuza nti mwafuna omwoyo mutukuvu.
He said, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, how can you say you are a Christian?
Nabagamba banga temina mwoyo mutukuvu muyinza mutyo kugamba nti muli ba Kristo.
Which spirit is following you? What kind of spirit is following you?
Kati mwoyo kyo yabera abagoberera.
What kind of spirit is in you?
Mwoyo kyo yababalimu.
If the Spirit of Christ is not in you, then which one is in you?
Kati mwoyo wa Kristo obanga si abalimu ani abalimu?
How many of you need the Spirit of Christ?
Bamekango ino mwoyo wa Kristo.
Jesus said to them, don't go and preach.
Yesu yabagamba temugenda kubulira.
He resurrected the people who were in a hurry to go and preach.
Yazukira abantu ngaba papa bagende babulire.
He said to them, wait for the Holy Ghost to come.
Nena bagamba musoke mulinde omoyo mutukuva
malo kubakako. When you are filled with the Spirit,
bemujizibwa moyo,
then you can go out there to go and minister.
Awo musobola ogenda ne mutandika okubulira.
I want to read that scripture quickly to you.
Njagala mbasomere ekyawandiikibwa ekyo mangu nnyo.
Paul asked them,
Paulo
n'ababuuza.
Bikola batume sura ya 19.
In the book of Acts chapter 19.
Bikola batume 19.
He said to them.
Yabagamba.
Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?
Mwafuna omoyo mutukuvu ngabwe mwakiriza.
And they said, we have not heard.
Nebagamba tetuulirangako.
As much as whether there be any Holy Ghost.
Njoba waliyo omoyo mutukuvu.
In verse 3 he said.
Munyoro kusatagamba.
He said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized?
Nabagamba ateka mwabatizibwa.
That alone tells you how important this matters to God.
Eje choka chikulaga nti enensonga nkuru eri Katonda.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen. The word in this world we live, there are a lot of strange things that happen.
Munseno je tulimu ebintu binji nyo bikolebwa.
You can't but be strong in the Lord.
Tosobola kuba wamanyi mu Katonda.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
You can't but be strong in the faith.
Tosobola kuba wamanyi mukukiriza.
And the only way that can be possible is by receiving the Holy Spirit.
Kati osobola kuba ngojuziddwa moyo omutukuvu.
We have seen where people go to bed healthy and they wake up sick.
Tulabyeko abantu nga bagenda okwebaka nga balamu ne bagoloka kanga balwadde.
The man slept healthy but wake up sick.
Ye base ngali bulungi nazukuka nga atalwadde.
It is not normal.
Si kya bulijjo ekyo.
It is not normal.
Si kya bulijjo.
I was talking here and I said there are people that even in their dreams things chase them.
Nabadde ngamba abantu nti waliwo abantu abalota nga waliwo ebibagoba.
You go to bed and something is chasing you.
Nogera ne webaka nolota nga waliwo ekikugoba.
You can't have sound sleep.
Nga tosobola kwebaka bulungi.
It ought not to be so.
Kati ekyo tekirina kuba bwe kityo.
When the enemy looks at you,
omulabe bwakutunuulira.
Do you know for anybody to engage you in a fight, they must go and check first what kind of power you have.
Omuntu yena ino kuingiza mulutala ina kusoka kugenda nakebera manyi kigolina.
I used to know a young man.
Waliwo omuvubuka gwe nali mmanyi.
Attended his father's secondary school.
Na inasoma ne kitaawe mu somero ya secondary.
When the father was about to die,
kitaawe bwe yali anaatera okufa,
he willed his asset to his younger son who was a lawyer.
Kati obusika bwe yabuteeka mu mikono gya muwala.
And the elder son, the senior one, got angry.
Ono n'omukulu n'anyiiga.
And decided to kill his younger brother.
N'asalawo okutta muganda we muto.
But the younger brother
gubasikisa.
Was my friend.
Kati ono muganda we yali mukwano gwange.
So the elder brother went to a native doctor to kill the younger brother.
Ono omukulu n'agenda eri omulogo atono omuto.
When he went to the native doctor,
bwe yagenda eri omulogo,
they pour water in a calabash.
Ne bayiwa amazzi mu nsuwa mundeku.
They invoke the spirit of the younger brother.
Ne bayita omwoyo gw'ono omuto.
And the younger brother appeared in the water.
Ono omuto n'alabika amazzi mu ndeku.
When he appeared in the water,
kati bwe yalabikira mu ndeku mu mazzi,
he appeared holding the senior brother by the hand.
Yalabika ng'akutte muganda w'ono omukulu omukono.
When he appeared in the water,
kati bwe yalabika mu mazzi,
he appeared holding the brother like this.
Yalabika ng'akutte muganda w'ono omukulu ku mukono
gwati. And the doctor said to him,
kati omulogo n'amugamba,
your brother is here but he's holding you by the hand.
Muganda wali wano naye atakukutta omukono.
He said to the native doctor,
n'amugamba omulogo,
give me the knife, let me stab him.
Mpa akambe kamutte.
The native doctor said, this thing is not good.
Ono omulogo n'amugamba kino kintu si kirungi.
He collected the knife.
Nakwata.
As he tried to stab the brother, he stabbed himself.
Bwe yagezaako okufumita muganda bwe yeye yefumita.
He died that day.
Nafa.
When he came back, he died that day.
The
younger brother was a born again Christian with spirit
filled.
When they go to check you from henceforth, they will know that you are dangerous. They cannot harm you. When they check you in the air, they can't see you. When they try to look for you in the mirror, they will see Jesus
there.
I said, when they look for you in the mirror, they can't see you. When they try to invoke you in the water, Christ
will
appear there. No devil will take your life. No devil shall take your life. You will not die untimely. God said, you need the Holy Spirit. In the book of Acts, chapter number 9, the Bible said, Saul of
Tarsus
had an encounter with Jesus while on his way to Damascus. And Jesus said to him to arise and go into the city. And he was going to be informed what he needed to do. And Jesus spoke to a man called
Ananias
to go and pray for Saul. And Ananias went. The first thing Ananias considered to be imperative to do was to minister the baptism of the Holy Ghost to Paul. In verse 17, the Bible said, and Ananias went his way and entered into the house and put his hands on him. He said, Brother
Saul,
the Lord Jesus that appear unto thee, and that way as thou comest, he has sent me to pray for you, to receive your sight, and to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now Saul was a dangerous man. He was killing believers, harassing Christians. But when he got saved, the first thing that the Lord asked Ananias to do was to minister the baptism of the Holy Ghost to him, so that he could be empowered to carry out the assignment, for him to be able to carry out the ministry committed into his hands. How do you think you can be able to fulfill your ministry without the enablement of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the one that has the ability and the power to enable you to serve God the way God deserves to be served. How many of you need the Holy Spirit? Your life is not complete as a Christian without the enablement of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Joel, chapter number 2, Joel chapter number 2. God spoke in Joel chapter number 2. I want us to read verse number 28. It shall come to pass, says the Lord, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Upon all flesh. I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. And your young men shall see visions. It is so important to God that he say upon all. That includes you. You are inclusive. You are inclusive. If God says you need this, then agree with him. When God says you need this, you really, really need the Holy Ghost.
This was what distinguished Jesus from his peers in his days.
Kino kye kyayawula Yesu ku bantu abaaliwo mu biseera ebyo ennaku ze.
Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Eri akalungi konna akasobola okuva e Nazareti.
Can anything good come out of you?
Eri akalungi konna akasobola okuvaamu.
If Jesus eventually could go about doing good, then I know that with the Holy Spirit, something good can come out of you.
Yes, waba yamalirizanga agenda akola bulungi nange mmanyi nti waliwo akalungi akasobola okunvaamu.
You can also go about doing good.
Nawe osobola okutambula ng'okola bulungi.
People will look at you and know you as a good person.
Abantu bajja kutunula bakumanye ng'omuntu wa mulungi.
They will no longer capitalize on your shortcomings and your mistakes.
Tebajja kuba tebakyatunulira nsobi zo na byokola ebitali birungi.
And this is going to be by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Era kino kigenda kukolebwa amanyi ag'omwoyo omutukuvu.
I want you to rise up as we pray.
Njagala oyimirire osabe.
Open your mouth and tell the Holy Spirit how much you need him.
Mula kamwako omoyo mtukuvu omugambe nga bomwetaaga.
Now look at me for a minute.
Kati muntunulire.
We're going to be ministering the baptism of the Holy Spirit here this evening.
Tugenda kubalanga tusabirwa kubatizibwa ko omoyo mtukuvu akawungesi kalero.
This evening.
Akawungesi kalero.
I want to enjoin you to be part of it.
Kati njagala obale kitundu tundu ku service.
Your life will never remain the same.
Obulamu tebujja kusigala kye kimu.
Your life will never remain the same.
Obulamu tebujja kusigala kye kimu.
Everything around you shall change.
Buli kyonna kikwatolode kijja kuchuka.
Things are going to change around you.
Ebintu ebikwatolode bigenda kuchuka.
As the Holy Spirit steps into your life.
Omwoyo mtukuvu senga ayingira mulamu obwo.
As he comes into your life.
Senga ayingira mulamu obwo.
He's going to usher in a transformation.
Agenda kuleta enchuka chuka.
Amen.
Amen.
Open your mouth and tell him how much you need him.
Kati gula kamwako omugambe ngabo omwetaaga.
Open your mouth and tell him how much you need him.
Gula kamwako omugambe ngabo omwetaaga. Gula kamwako omugambe moyo mtukuvu nkwetaaga. Nkwetaaga omoyo wa mukama wotali sina chendi. Wotali sina chensobola kola. Yegwe manyi gange, yegwe subiri yange. Omoyo mtukuvu nkwetaaga. Omoyo omutukuvu nkwetaaga. Neetaaga obusobozi bwo. Neetaaga okubeera wooko. Neetaaga okubeera wooko omwoyo wa mukama. Wotali sina kyenyinza. Wotali sina kyensobola kukola. Wotali sisobola. Omwoyo wa mukama nkwetaaga. Kwetaaga mulamu bwange. Kwetaaga mu ndowooza yange. Kwetaaga mu mutima gwange. Nkwetaaga omwoyo wa Yesu. Nkwetaaga omwoyo wa mukama. Nkwetaaga gwampa amaanyi. Nkwetaaga gwansobozesa. Nkwetaaga essuubi lyange. Nkwetaaga amaanyi ga Katonda. Nkwetaaga omwoyo wa mukama. Nkwetaaga omwoyo wa Yesu. Neetaaga omwoyo wa mukama. Nkwetaaga omwoyo mutukuvu. Nkwetaaga kawungeezi ka leero. Era nkwetaaga ne mu kiseera kino. Nkwetaaga omwoyo wa mukama. Jangu gye ndi nkyalira omwoyo wa Yesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Mu linnya lya Yesu.
Lift up your right hand.
Yimusa omukono gwo gwa kkono.
Say with me, any power.
Gamba manyi gona.
Causing delay in my life.
Agaliso kukerewa mulamu bwange.
Any power.
Amanyi gona.
Causing delay in my life.
Agaliso kukerewa mulamu bwange.
Your time is up.
Ekisera kyamwe kiweddeko.
Your time is up.
Gamba ekisera kyamwe kiweddeko. Mufe.
Open your mouth and pray that prayer.
Kula kamwako sabe.
Shaka kaka kaka.
Ogame moyo mugame yo mibi. Ekindetera okukerewa mulamu bwange. Mufe.
Speak against any form of delay.
Yogera ngo sabeli amanyi gona gona gakuziza agakulwisa.
Speak against any form of delay in your life.
Buli chikacho kukerewa chona mulamu bwo. Saba.
Speak against any form of delay in your life.
Saba ekibuli chikacho nacho kukerewa chike.
Delay in my life. Every spirit of delay in promotion, delay in growth, delay in financial growth, business growth, delay in patwasa, Yes, in the name of Jesus.
I don't know why we're praying that prayer, but take it again. Say with me, any power
Gamba, man, you go now.
Causing delay
Agaleto kerewa.
In my life,
mubulamu wange.
In my finances,
mubyensimbi byange.
In my marriage,
mubufumbo wange.
Catch fire!
Watch your mouth.
Open your mouth and pray the prayer.
Bila kama ko sabe. Bila kama ko sabe.
Shut up!
Sabaru mbo yo kerewa. Mumba gara mbo yo kerewa. Mumba gara mbo yo kerewa.
Kakuwa.
Kerewa. Kerewa. Gulube, gulube, gulube. Mumba gara mbo yo. Mbo yo kerewa. Mbo yo kerewa. Mufumbo. Mbo yo kerewa. Mikisa.
Listen. Say with me, traffic of witchcraft.
Gamba buri kutabula bino eyedogo.
Traffic of witchcraft.
Say traffic of witchcraft.
Gamba buri akali paka no akodogo.
Causing delay in my life.
Causing delay in my life.
Fire!
Shaka Yes, a sign to delay me. Catch fire and scatter. The name of Jesus.
Open your palms.
Gubikula engalozo. Obalembeke engalozo.
Say with me the name of Jesus.
Gamba mulinya lya Yesu.
My hands.
Engalozo.
My hands.
Engalozo.
Hear the word of the Lord.
Ulile chigambo cha Katonda.
Prosper. Say with me, my hands.
Gambe mikono jangu.
Say my hands.
Gambe mikono jangu.
Be healed.
Mwenyezebwa.
My hands.
ngolo zange
wenyezebwa
in the name of Jesus.
Mu linnya lya Yesu.
Prayer point I'm giving to you, I don't know why I'm giving you those prayer points. I told you.
Nabagambi.
Pray this prayer this week. Traffic of witchcraft.
Akakali pagana ake dogo.
Causing delay.
Akaleto kukerewa.
There are people who should be in church now.
Waliwa bantaba inokuwa mu kanisa kati.
Can you take that prayer point one more time? Say, traffic or witchcraft.
Cause
a delay.
I'm
here.
Wano.
In my life.
Catch fire.
Open your mouth and pray that prayer.
Traffic of witchcraft. Traffic of witchcraft in our church, causing delay in our church. Catch fire and scatter. Traffic of witchcraft.
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Please, there were people whose hands were anointed here this morning. If your hands were not anointed, I'm going to anoint your hands now. How many of you, your hands were not anointed? I'm going to anoint your hands now. No more dryness. Look at your palm and say, no more dryness. I shall not lack money henceforth.
In
the name of Jesus. Make that declaration over your palm. No more dryness. No more dryness. Opportunities won't leave you again. Won't miss opportunities again. In the name of Jesus. Rub your hands and make declaration over the works of your hands. Bosakataria katura baleketika baha. Shagalia katuka brandose kebrilia. Iko sunga brandia katosa nekebita. Epalia katosa brandia. I decree over you, the work of your hands prosper. The work of your hands must 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 prosper. In the name of Jesus. Makasuka brandia katika brandia. Whatever you lay your hands on shall prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. We are going to worship the Lord with our giving. Let's start with the tithe. Tithe is for honoring God. Make sure that you don't steal tithe. Honor God. Tithe cannot solve your problem, but this blessing will. Let's start with tithe, then we shall take offering. The Lord will rebuke the reviler for your sake. God gave us a word that the billionaires in this church, they are seated like poor people. But he wants them to be raised. So the Lord will raise you as a billionaire, but requires power and obedience. Father, as your people return the tithe, bless them in Jesus' name.
Dear friend, perhaps you have no saving relationship with God and you love God and you want to engage with him, but you don't know how. I want to show you how. In John chapter 10, verse number 9, Jesus said, I am the door. Whoever enters through me shall be saved. It's the door into the kingdom of God. Right now, you can enter a relationship with the Almighty God. You can do that through a simple prayer of commitment that you can make to God right now through him. And if you are ready to enter a relationship with God so that you can be a child of God, bona fide child, not just a creation, not just a creature of God, created by God, but a son, a daughter, follow this simple prayer of commitment after me. Say, dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive all my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now, I invite you, come into my heart, be my Lord and my Savior. Amen. If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually. If you live in the city of Kampala, you are most welcome to come and worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International in Luzira, Kampala. And the word we share in these services will never allow your life to remain the same. And let us know about the commitment you have made through our contacts on the screen. We'll send you some material through the mail, through your email, so that you can be edified and you can know how to walk in your newfound life with God. God bless you abundantly. I wait to hear from you.